anything from the Garoppolo performance you appreciated more on the tape? Anything maybe even appreciated less from what he did?
You know, it was fun to watch, you know, first time on the plane, watching a couple times today. I think, you know, seeing out there live, you could tell he made some impressive throws. You know, there's definitely situations, you know, that you know, he got a little confused in and still was able to make plays, which, you know, the more he plays and the more he's around us, knowing the scheme and reps, he'll have less of those. But I think it was still very impressive to the situation he was in for him to still be able to keep his poise and still able to make some plays when things weren't perfect.
TV crew kept saying that you told them that you were keeping your timeouts and you're always going to be ready in case he needed the play clock went down. It didn't really seem to come up. I mean, were there times when you were worried, or was it a little better than you might have even predicted?
No, I mean, it got a lot closer than what we were used to, you know, just because we go a little bit faster and we just had to slow it down and wait for people to be in the huddle. And it got close a number of times to where just closer than what we're used to, but he did a good job getting the ball snapped, didn't have any delay of games, and didn't have to use the timeouts. There was a couple times the headsets went out so you can't talk, but we had a few plans in where if that did happen, a couple plays that were just memorized that we're going to go to. I think that happened twice in the game. But overall, you know, I went in not really sure how it would be, and I think it went a lot better than expected. I mean, you know, he made the throws to the right spots. Guys got open, and we protected. So, you know, he made some impressive throws, especially one when we missed a blitz and there was a free guy coming up the A gap and hit Trent Taylor over the middle. I thought that one was the most impressive. I thought the guys blocked very well too, and I thought the receivers did a good job. I don't think we had any drops in the game that I remember. I know we did it on third down. You know, Keith being 8 for 8, Trent 6 for 6 on those targets. You know, I think Jimmy played well. I also think the receivers did a good job, and I think the O-line did, and our backs protected well, too.
Your players seemed really enthused about him particularly, not just the win. Do you think, did that surprise you at all? And do you think any part of that is just, in your experience, do players sometimes get energy from midseason change like this, or is that just strictly because he played so well?
I think it's both. I mean, I think any time you trade and get a quarterback in the middle of the year, you know, especially one who's talented like Jimmy, to where I think it's I don't think it's hard for people to see the talent he has as a thrower. I know players can see that. I think fans can see that too. So guys get excited about that as soon as you get him in the building and they're out of practice and things like that. And I think they've really enjoyed the guy here over the last few weeks. You know, I think they recognize the talent, and they're also pulling for the person. Everyone knew it was his first game, and I think everyone was confident that – I think everyone knows that he's going to be a good player here. But no one totally knows what to expect in the first game, and so we all went in pretty open-minded, and I think the guys were real excited for him to have some success and also excited for themselves because it's fun when guys play well, and especially at the quarterback position.
You find yourself wanting to tamp down the enthusiasm because that's what coaches do, or are you saying, oh, man, this is pretty great?
No, I try to just be realistic, keep it. I mean, I'm not going to try to get too high or too low. I've been very excited since the first day we got him. So just to have the opportunity to have him here in this building, there was a lot of great things that he did yesterday, things that we're very excited about. I know there's still a lot of work that we have to do too. And the coolest thing about him getting out there, having some success, having a win is, you know, that we've been through it for a week now. It was a lot more fun watching tape today, being able to grade him off some things, being able to coach stuff that you don't really understand truly until you go through those reps. And looking forward to the rest of this year, just having these 4 games to do that each week. And it'll make it more fun going into the off season where you're not just talking hypotheticals. You can actually look at him. He's gone through it. And I think he understands it more after going through it yesterday. I think he'll understand it even a lot more after getting 4 more of these going into the off season when we watch the cut-ups.
You've mentioned wanting to build momentum throughout the latter portion of the season. How does that manifest itself for you?
You know, mine's more about I just want to be proud of how we play. I want us to play our best. Very rare. I mean, I've never been a part of a perfect game anywhere. And, you know, you always strive for that as a coach. But you want to be proud of guys' effort, that guys are getting better. You know, I was proud of how we played yesterday. By no means was it perfect. You know, I told our player, you know, there's a stat line I could read in that from that game where it would have looked like we got blown out. You know, if I read 0 for 5 in the red zone when they're 1 for 1, that I know they returned a punt for a touchdown. I know we had 1 turnover. They had none. You look at stuff like that, and, you know, those are usually statistics that you're losing pretty good on. And then on the other hand, you can look at the stats that you know, we outgained them by over 200 yards. You know, we had 73 plays to, I think they had 36. With the time of possession was huge. You can look at those and it could be, well, how much do we blow them out by? So, and then we won by 1 point, it came to the end. What I was really happy with our team is I felt like the score or some of the highs and lows in the game didn't affect our players. I felt we played the same way on the first play as we did the last play. I didn't feel that way for Seattle the week before. I felt we struggled in the first half, and I felt that affected how we played in the second half, even though it was a one-score game for a long time. And what I liked about this game, even though we were having some success, you come up short that many times in the red zone, you have some turnovers, they return a punt, you're having some costly penalties. Sometimes that'll wear on a team. And what I was real happy with our team, it didn't. And I felt like the score didn't matter, nothing fazed them. And I feel like that's why we were able to stop them at the end on defense, and we were able to go on a long drive on offense. And that's what I feel we're really – you have to learn how to win. And I think stuff like that helps you learn how to do it, that no matter what the score is, no matter how you're playing in a game, that if you believe you can win, you always have a chance to win. And that's what we're trying to develop here, not just hoping that we are. It's that comes through having success and doing things like that and overcoming some things that we did. And hopefully we can put a few of those together, and that can lead us into the next year.
Speaking of the red zone, there were a couple trips you had down there that you had some penalties and it pushed you back with. How did you feel Jimmy did in the red zone after reviewing the tape? And did he? Is it just a product of, you know, not getting enough red zone reps during practice? And how do you view that going forward?
Well, you gotta. I mean, the tighter it gets, the more exact you have to be. Everything gets harder. The windows get smaller. Even the run support with safeties, you can play a two-shell defense and still meet the back at the line of scrimmage because they don't have to drop back as far. They're not as worried about posts over the top and things like that. So everything gets tighter, so you got to execute very well. We didn't as a whole team. It wasn't just Jimmy, but you can't waste plays down there. There's a couple plays that he could have done better. But, you know, there was three times we got inside the 10. You know, the last time we weren't truly trying to score a touchdown. We were trying to work that clock out. So the two times we were trying to score, you know, we had second and one and thought we could have got the first down on our second and one run, and we didn't. Then we had two false starts in a row on third and one that got us to third and 11. It's very hard to convert third and 11 down in the red zone. It's just too tight. The other time we got in there, I believe we had a holding call on second and nine, and it got us to our second and goal from the nine. And we had a holding call, and then it was second and goal from the 19. And that's a very tough thing to overcome. So I put a lot on those penalties down there. You know, we had way too many penalties, but it wasn't just the number of penalties. It was the time we got those penalties. And I feel like that cost us two touchdowns down there. So that was disappointing. The other two times we got in the red zone, you know, it was two third and sixes we didn't convert between the 20 and 15. So we got to do a better job there. Not getting the third down and being better on our third down. But the most disappointing thing with the red zone was the penalties when we should have scored, I believe.
Howard, you and Jimmy both talked about the process and everything. Like, how much can that accelerate week now that he's out there?
I think it's you got to go through the muscle memory and the situations of doing it so you can react. I mean, Jimmy's out there thinking a lot. Hey, I know you just called this. What does that mean again? I had it down yesterday. What is it? All right, that's it. All right, the ball's snapping. I forgot to change the protection. Hey, you know, just little. There's lots of thoughts that go into a quarterback, and there's lots of thoughts that go into all players. And I feel in all sports, you play your best when you can kind of go on autopilot, and you're just in the zone and you're making plays. And the only way you can do that is if you've had tons of reps and a lot of experience through things. And obviously, he hasn't. So each game that he goes through, that's going to help more and more. You know, we're going to put in a new game plan and this week, and he'll get that starting Wednesday for Houston. You know, when you talk about a playbook, that's OTAs, that's training camp, that's the foundation of how you teach people, and then you game plan each week. So Jimmy will know this game plan going into Sunday just like he knew yesterday. The more he keeps doing it, which he's going to do it here for 5 weeks in a row, I think he'll absorb more and he'll be able to be more decisive and just mindful when he's in that pocket of where he has to go and make the plays he does.
Once you have to be back in the red zone, how exact was Jimmy? Did he miss any reads? Was he late in any throws? Him in particular?
No, there was a couple. We had a couple receivers confused on a couple plays, which I kind of expected happen a lot more in the game. When you do that in there, every play is so important down there. You know, we had one time, I mean, we threw a thunder to Murph. I know he bobbled it. They called it incomplete. he is adamant he caught it. I believe him. But there was no angle that showed it. So, you know, we challenged that, and they couldn't see it. You know, we don't know. We still don't know because we haven't seen a good angle. I'm just going to take Murph's word for it. But that got us into a third down. So it's just little things like that when you're in the red zone and it's things don't go perfect, you end up getting field goals. And it's the combination of all those things. And the biggest thing was the penalties, though.
At least twice, guys were going in motion apparently the wrong way, and Garoppolo's box yelled at him the other way. Did that jump out to you to see him with that kind of presence in the middle of all we're talking about, learning the playbook, trying to figure it out himself? Does that sort of thing jump out to you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the key of the quarterback position, and he'll get better at that. The more he goes, you know, that was one of the challenging things, putting him in this situation, because he's also playing with a lot of young guys out there who do need that help from the quarterback. And he'll get better at being able to help them each week. I also thought the other 10 guys on the field did a pretty good job helping him. You know, sometimes when something wasn't right, they were able to talk and get it communicated so you didn't have to waste a timeout. And I just think all 11 guys were out there in the entire offense. They did a good job of playing together, helping each other. And I didn't think one position carried the rest. I thought everyone took their turns of helping each other out.
Was he right both times, by the way?
Yes, he ended up being right.
Was there a play or a strategy if the Bears had let you score or tried to let you score where you were telling guys don't score? Was there anything?
It didn't get to that point yet. It did at the end, you know, the last run, and then when we took a knee, we possibly could have cranked. We could have slipped through there and got one of those early, still hoping it would be a two-score game. We'd have to defend. But, you know, with the timeouts that we used at the end, you know, there was going to come a time to that, but luckily it didn't.
Why Jimmy's ability to extend plays and make tight window throws, or are those things you've seen him do in practice and expected from him?
I mean, those are things you expect from him just because that's what he did throughout college. When I say he's a talented guy, he has the ability to do that stuff. You know, everyone can see his arm speed and how quickly, you know, whether he's late on a play or not, he has the quick twitch in his body to get the ball there and to get into some windows. And he's an athlete. You know, he's got very quick legs. He can move well in the pocket. And when things aren't there, he's got a chance to break it and get some off-schedule stuff going.
Once you checked that first down, were you expecting them to let Hyde score? Do you have a philosophy in situations like that? Take your chance with the field goal or give your offense a chance?
Yeah, you're probably going to end up letting them score. I didn't know exactly how they were going to play it out. You could tell that they weren't. I can't go through the exact numbers right now. I end up dependent on a guy upstairs to help me a lot. His name's Cordell. you know, we were good with it. We were waiting to see if they were going to use theirs, and it ended up working out for us.
There was a tweet today I saw that someone said Marquise Goodwin gave up his seat at the front of the bus for Jimmy. Did you see that? Were you on that bus?
Okay. No. It's nice of him.
Bad question. My fault.
No, it's all right. Smart. If I'm receivers should do whatever they can to get quarterbacks to like them.
Jimmy, you're saying perfect. You said you would.
I'll let you know at the end of the week.
You just said you was talking about this.
I'm just joking. I'm serious. Yes.
Well, your years in the NFL, can you draw a parallel to anyone else who came off the bench or was introduced to the team late in the season and injected excitement like this on the team?
Not one that I've been on. I'm sure there have been. I'm sure there's a number of them, but not one that I've been on, especially with the quarterback position. So it's different. And, you know, I think it was some excitement that we needed. You know, I think we've gone through a long year. I think it's been a necessary year. I think there's a lot of good that has come from this year, even though your record doesn't totally show it. I'm looking forward to seeing that throughout the next couple years. But I also think as you get to the end here, it's nice getting a guy in there that, you know, can lead us into next year and for guys to get to know him, get to see him. And I think it'll make guys a lot more excited coming back into the offseason.